Support for this public radio podcast comes from Bose. Bose sound in a portable iPod speaker system. Learn more about the SoundDock portable music system at Bose.com.
This is New Classical Tracks from Classical Minnesota Public Radio. I'm Julie Amacher. You probably know the harp can sound angelic, but did you know it can sound percussive and powerful? That it can even be mistaken for a guitar or a piano. Those are some of the many sounds Yolanda Condonassis pulls from her instrument. From the very beginning of her career, her musical vision has been propelled by the man who founded the harp department at the Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia, Carlos Salcedo. Salcedo, who died in 1961, was a virtuoso harpist who was born on the border between Spain and France. He was also a prolific composer of harp music that expanded the repertoire and the image of the instrument, music that Condonassis has just recorded on her new CD. When she was just 9 years old, Yolanda Condonassis began to study with Alice Chalifoux, one of Salcedo's prized students. When Chalifoux retired 10 years ago, Condonassis was chosen as her successor to head the harp departments at Oberlin Conservatory of Music and the Cleveland Institute of Music. Condonassis says her new recording, Salcedo's Harp, is a tribute to him.
Performing this music has been really meaningful to me because it's been a chance to both honor this man who has had such an impact on my training, my philosophy, my way of playing the harp, but also to really do this music in the way that he intended it to be done. I feel so lucky to have studied with someone who really knew every little nook and cranny of this music and was able to impart that to me, and hopefully the result is an album that's very, very accurate to his artistic wishes.
Yolanda Condonassis lives by the Salcedo philosophy, part of which involves the basic nuts and bolts of technique. Another aspect relates to the mood of the instrument, which can range from pretty and delicate to fiery and assertive. Salcedo achieves these dramatic mood changes through the use of innovative effects that remain popular today. The pedal glissando and the tympanic effect are both heard in the piece Chanson dans la nuit. These added elements make the harp sound dreamy, yet very percussive throughout this piece. Condonassis says everything Salcedo wrote promotes his philosophy. Yet when she chose the pieces for this recording, she compiled them in a unique way.
The way I've developed this album is that they represent his three compositional styles as I see them. The first is the traditional, and he was very interested in promoting the widespread appreciation of the harp. He wanted it to be accessible. The first piece on the album is his Variations on a Theme in Ancient Style, which is not only lovely and tuneful and catchy in a lot of ways, but it's also a wonderful tribute to his technical philosophies, because each variation presents different technical challenges for the harpist.
The harp Yolanda Condonassis plays was designed in collaboration with Carlos Salcedo.
I just love the sound of it. I love the feel of it. I love the look of it. The column is a really striking, angular, multi-leveled wooden structure that I think is both graceful and elegant and really powerful at the same time.
The flexibility of this instrument is demonstrated beautifully in the piece Scintillation, which bridges the gap between Salcedo's traditional and contemporary styles. Here, he uses a lot of glissando, but he takes it to a new level, using it for rich bass harmonies and spicy rhythms. ¶¶ recording, Yolanda Condonasis offers what she describes as her humble thanks and great admiration for a brilliant man who achieved his vision for an instrument often seen as an underdog. Condonasis absorbs Alzado's passion for the harp and for new works. Her next big project is a commission with the composer Bright Shang. She has a consortium of orchestras working on this harp concerto, which is going to premiere in the fall of 08, and that premiere performance will be the next new recording for Yolanda Condonasis. And that's New Classical Tracks from Classical Minnesota Public Radio. I'm Julie Amacher.